Okay, so Happy Hanukkah. We are in Daf Mem Beis. We are a couple lines down. I think we're the first six lines down by the first Amar Rav Elazar. Right, that's what we're up to. Yeah. So the Amar Rav Elazar. So again, we're discussing the bad midah of Chanufa or Chanifa, which is improper flattery. The Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Eda, any congregation sheyesh bo Chanufa that has Chanufa is Muusa Kenida. Musa means as disgusted, we're as separated, as disgusted as a nida. So why a nida, not a tummy mace? So the Ben Yoyad says, because chanufa is something that comes out from your body. It comes out from your mouth, it's something that exudes from you, and that's when nida also is something that comes out from you, as opposed to tummy mace, which is something from external that you touch. Okay, so it's Mu'usa kinida. Shenei Amar, this is a pasuk in Eov, it says, ki adas chanef galmud. Because the congregation that is full of chanufa is galmud, and what's galmud? Shekein v'karche ayam out in the sea. Korim nida galmuda. They call a nida a galmuda. My galmuda. So what does galmuda mean? Gemula, which means separated. Gemula mi ba'ala. That's what galmuda means. Gemula mi ba'ala. So they say that a chanaf is a galmud, and so whoever has if they have chanufa, you are galmud. You are separated like a nida. Va'amar Rav Elazar. And Rav Elazar continues and says, "Kol Eda Sheish B'Chanufa, any congregation that has Chanufa, Gola will be exiled from its place. The Sof Gola, Ksev Hacha. It says here, right? But we just read that by Eov Ki Adas Chanef Kalmud. So you see that an Edo that is Chanifa is Galmud. Ksev Hasam. It says in Yeshaya." The amart bilivavech mi yaleid li es elev anish yechula v'galmuda gola. So you see, galmuda is gola v'sura. Right? It says gola itzel by galmuda. So you learn gzeira shava. That so to hear the kavana is talking about an eda that has chanufa, and in the end they will get golas. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says arba kitos, four sets of bali averos ein mikablos pnei shechina will not be able to accept or to see the face of the Shechina. It says down here, it brings up from a tzaddik, the tzitkas tzaddik. Nah, that might be a first for me. In the tzitkas tzaddik, he says that what they mean here, the aim of kabbalas by Shechina, the kavanah means as these averos are me'akev and they confuse you and they confuse your machshava and therefore they don't allow you in tefillah to have proper kavanah because you're always thinking when you want to be dovek to Hashem. They fill your heart with other types, with other machshavos. So what are they?
So why is it only a
kat? Makat. Arak, the four sets of a valley of
eros. And I'm saying, why is it a single person?
Now, what does that mean? People who are in one of these, four sets of valley of eros are again.
It seems it has to be a set. It has to be an eda of
a group.
No, absolutely not. It means if you are a member of that type of you are that type of person, then you can't be ma'abed pei shechina. So he says, "Eim ekabel pei shechina." What is number one? Kat leitzim, those lazy ones. Kat chanifim, the ones full of flattery. Kat shakarim, it's those who lie. The kat misapid lashon hara, and those who speak lashon hara. So now the Gemara is going to bring support to each. Kat leitzim, the group of leitzim are not ma'abed pei shechina. The ksiv. Mashoch yado es lo tzim. He removes his hand from those who are late, those who are lazy. Kat chanifa d'ksiv ki lo lefanav chanef yavo, because he will not appear before those who are chanef. Kat shakarim, he's not mekabel pnei shechina d'ksiv. It says in Tehillim, divrei dover shakarim lo yikol neged einai. Those who speak untruths will not rest, not yikon neged einai next to my eyes. Kat misaprei lashon hara. This one, I'm not sure how it works. Katam Shabbat Lashonara is Diksiv, Kilo El Chafetz Rasha Atal Lo Yugurcha Ra. Because Hashem does not want the Rasha, you will not live with him. Tzadik Ata Hashem Lo Yagur Mugurcha Ra. Hashem is a Tzadik, therefore you can't. I don't know, somehow this translates into Lashonara. Hashem is a Tzadik, and therefore Lo Yagur Mugurcha Ra. Cannot live Ra. But I don't know if that's Lashon Hara or just evil. I don't know why necessarily Lashon Hara. I don't understand. Is that what Rashi says? Rashi says, Lo Yagur Imcha Ra, V'Gabi Misapir. It doesn't say Lashon Hara in the Pasuk. It says, Gabi Misapir, Lashon Hara, Ksiv, V'Ksiv Bahu Parshasa, ki ein b'fiyu nechona. Somewhere else in the parsha, where this pasuk is, it talks about somebody whose mouth is not correct. So the whole parsha there is talking about someone whose mouth is not correct. Is not going to live in the cannot live with God. Okay.
What's the godless in this scenario that they're talking about for a whole job? I mean.
What, Hanifa? It's a falsehood. It's not leaving people shut. And on the other hand, they say that they all say to save your life, you can do Hanifa. It's a bad thing.
Don't be a
sycophant. Yeah, so they talk about that. Their lives could have been at stake. They didn't have to say anything. They could have just stayed quiet. So they could have just stayed quiet because Agrippus was a better guy. Agrippus was a better guy. They said they should have stayed quiet. Never, you'd be a sycophant is not the best thing. Don't be a kisser.
All right, that's all.
What was going on? There are worse things. Mars allowed to discuss things that are bad. You don't get in the. Everyone says, why are you hacking on that Aveira? There's so many worse things in our community. But this is still being done wrong, so you're allowed to talk about it. next parak. Okay, Hajin Allah Eilu Ne'amarin, Hajin Allah Eilu Ne'amarin, Hajin Allah Eilu Ne'amarin. We're now going to talk about, in the eighth parak, we're talking about the Mashuach Melchama. The Kohen Mashuach Melchama was the Kohen who went out before the battle and basically gave the pep talk. He gave the pep talk and he did the speech before they went out to battle. And this, I believe, is mainly by Melchemes Rishus, right? There are three types of wars. There's a Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus, and another one is called a Melchemes Harchava. That's just that's to try to conquer the neighboring nations in order to avoid, more taxes. But I believe the Mashuach Melchama, I could be wrong, but I think it only applies by a Melchemes Rishus. It's something that he says is, whoever's built a house in the past year goes home, and the chassid goes home. But in Melchemes Mitzvah, no one goes home. Everyone has to stay. Okay. Fine. So Mashuach Melchama. You had the Mashuach Melchama. Rashi says, Kohen shenizrabi lekach. Nizrabi, it seems that he has extra clothing. And he wears eight begadim. Right, the Kohen shenizrabi lekach. What's that vav? So it brings down in the Hagos over here that it shouldn't be Nisrabe, it should be Nisbarer, the one who was chosen. Meaning that there's a machlokas as to whether or not this Kohen actually wears the extra clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Does he wear the eight garments? According to Rashi, it says Shenizbarch Shenizrabe lekach Shenemar v'nigash haKohen b'gemara parak ma'akamer. So he seems to indicate that he wears the extra eight pieces of clothing. But changes the gear, so it should be nizbara, they're separated. Okay, so Mashuach Melchama. This whole parsha is in Perchot of Devarim. B'shah shemedaber el ha'am. At the time that he's speaking to the nation, he's giving a speech, is B'loshon HaKodesh Hayim Medaber. He would speak to them in Hebrew. Shinemar, the Pasuk says there in Perchot, Pasuk Beis, so he comes closer to go to battle. V'nigash ha-kohen, and the kohen came, right? What's the kohen? Right, where our mission explains, zeh kohen mashuach melchama. That's the kohen who's anointed to be the kohen for the battle. And then it says, the pasuk continues, v'diber el-am, and he spoke to the nation. And the mission says, that is lashon hakodesh. The Gemara will explain, what's the limud? It says, v'dibor. We'll get to that.
Also, what language were they speaking back then?
Any language that they speak, Aramaic, whatever language they spoke at the time. Paleo Hebrew. There's other battles that took place besides when they walked into Eretz Yisrael. It could be whatever it is. Whenever you have Melchemes Mitzvah, English. I don't know. Depends who you have. The Russian battalion would speak Russian to them.
But frankly, historically, that time they were speaking Hebrew.
At the times in the Mishnah, I don't believe so.
No, but they didn't have.
They had Melchemes
Mitzvah at the times of the Mishnah.
But they had. They could.
Okay.
So the Mishnah then continues. The mission then continues. So
that was in a permanent position. You appointed or elected the Mashuach Melchama specifically for a specific Melchama.
I don't think for any specific Melchama. There was a Kohen. There was a Kohen who was appointed. And this was his job. If there was a war, this was his job.
So if there was no war, he was still
a Kohen. Right, so the Mishnah then continues to explain the psukim that the Kohen says. So when he talks to them, that begins in Pasuk Gimel in Devarim Chav. It says Va'amar Aleihem. He says to them, Shema Yisrael. Listen here, Israel. Then it says Va'tem Krevim Ayom Melchama. You're about to go to war. And the Mishnah continues, Aloveichem. You're going to war against your enemies, the lo alachechem, and not against your brothers. Meaning that happened, I guess they were worried about other civil battles. It's lo Yehuda al Shimon. It's not Shevet Yehuda fighting Shevet Shimon. Velo Shimon al Binyamin. It's not Shimon fighting Binyamin. Interesting to use those three shvatim as the examples. Because I guess post Sancheiru, those are the three shvatim that basically survived. She'im tiplu biyadam, because if you had battles with your fellow tribesmen and you fell into their hands, yirachmu aleichem, they would have pity on you. Kimashin emar, this as it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, this is a battle that took place. It was a war that took place between Achaz Melech Yehuda and Pikeach ben Remaliahu Melech Yisrael. It says vayakumu haanashim asher nikvu b'shemos vayachaziku b'shivya. They were taken prisoner. V'chol ma'arumeyem hilbishum in hashalal, and they dressed them. V'yilbishum, v'yinalum, and they gave them two shoes. V'yachlum, and they fed them. V'yashkum, and they gave them a drink. V'yisichum, and they anointed them. V'yinhalum b'chamorim, l'kol koshel, they gave them donkeys to walk. V'yavi'um yirecho, ir hatmarim, etzel achayim, and they brought them to Yericho, alright, v'yashuvu shomron. They went back to Shomron. So you see from here that they were very gracious victors. I mean, it has to be also that they killed thousands upon thousands of people in this battle beforehand, right? This is a battle. Maybe it was the Arsalar saw it down. The Melech Yisrael, I think 120,000 were killed, 120,000 were killed in one day, and then 200,000, and they took 200,000 prisoner. So like they slaughtered 120,000, and then they were very nice to the prisoners of war afterwards. Okay. So aloveichem atam elchem. So you have to remember that you go into your enemies. Shim tiplu biyodim emirachem aleichem. But if they fall into your hands, you're not going to have this pity. I mean, strengthen up. Don't get caught. Don't become a POW. You better fight hard because you don't want to fall. You don't want to fall into their hands. Okay. Then he says to them, al yarech levavchem al tiru. Don't let your heart fall. Don't be afraid. Al tichabzu, al tartzu mipnehem, whatever, don't be afraid. So Machlok Rishonim was there, don't be afraid here means there's a lav, you're not allowed to be afraid, or it's a promise, you will not be afraid. So he says, al yerech levavchem, don't have your hearts be afraid, that's mipnei tzahalas susim, from the sounds of the horses, v'tzitzua charavos, and the clanking of the swords against each other. You know, people make all these old battles, and make all these noises beforehand. Al tiru mipnei hagafas trisin. Don't be afraid from the sound of when they would bang the shields against each other. Vishifat hakalgasim. I think that means the multiplicity of soldiers. Al tichvuzu mikol kranos. Don't be afraid from the horns that they blow. Al tarzu. Don't break mipnei kol tzvachos. They also used to scream out. Don't be afraid. God's with you. Why? Pasuk continues. They rely on flesh and blood. And you come to rely on God. Okay. Then the Mishnah brings two sources, two cases, where the Goyim came to war certain of their victory because of a certain soldier that they had and what happened. So number one is Goliath. Plishtim Ba'u, this is during the times of Shaul, they were certain that they were going to win. Benitzchono Shaul Goliath. They had this great soldier, Goliath. Mahaya Sofo, what was the end of Goliath? Lesof Nafal B'cheref. He was felled by the sword and a rock. V'naflu Imo, and the rest of the Plishtim fell with him as well. Number two was Bnei Amon Ba'u. This is during the times of David HaMelech. I think it's in Perek Yud of Shmuel Beis. So Amon came. Bnei Amon Ba'u Benitzchono Shel Shovech. They had this general named Shovech. I guess it was like a great general. Mahaya Sofo. What was the end of Shovech? L'sof Nafal B'cherem. In the end, he fell by the sword. Benaflo Imo. V'atem iatem kain. You should not be like that. You should not put all your faith in human. You should also put your faith up in God above. Why? Ki Hashem Elokechem Aleichem Lachem Lilachem Lachem Zeh machane ha'aron. That's because you're going with, the aron is going with you, teshuvei luchos, it's going with you, and therefore it will go out to battle with you. What does that mean during times when you don't have the aron?
This is,
oh, because the aron is coming with you. You're saying the aron.
I'm saying the whole battles. I would imagine the battle with the Plishtim and the Ammon.
They were defensive battles.
They weren't.
I don't know. I don't know what the category is. Make one versus one. It's not. They were not offensive campaigns.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So the pasuk, the Mishnah had said that you have to say. He says the Diber al Am means that you have to speak B'lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Mike Amar, what is it, Diber El Am? You say, oh, Diber must mean B'lashon HaKodesh. How does that mean that? So he says, no, Hachik Amar, Shenema V'Diber, it says V'Diber here, Ula Halon, and by Matan Torah, it also says, Omer Moshe Yidaber, Ve'elokim Yenein B'Kol. So Moshe was speaking in Hebrew, Mit Tegzei Rishavim, Ala Halim B'lashon HaKodesh, Af Kai B'lashon HaKodesh. Yushami learns it out from the Nigash, from the Egla Rufa. Another Hekesh to another limud of that. Problem is, okay, because he's saying Diber, that means Diber means every time it says Diber, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. I don't think Tosos agrees with that. He says, V'Diber, Arei Kriyashma, L'Ksiv Be, V'Dibar Tavam, V'Hi Ne'meres B'Chol Lashon. Tosos says, so that why is Diber, maybe make a difference between Diber and Dibarta. Okay. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches us who is the Kohen who speaks to the nation. Tan Rabbanan, v'nigash ha-Kohen v'diber al-am, the ha-Kohen. The Kohen is talking about, he's talking about a specific Kohen. So, yachal kol Kohen she'yirtze. You think you just appoint any Kohen? All right, call out Kohen, come, you get him up, same way you get him leader, you call out for Kohen, then come and do the speech. Talmud lomar, v'dibru ha-shotrim. It says, it also, the pasuk continues, that it has to be the shotrim. Right, the shotrim also, the officers also speak. Right, it says they go back and they say, "Me shabbat abayis chadash, who built a new house." All those things. So, mas shotrim b'mune, the shotrim are people who are appointed by the court. They're court officers. Af kohen b'mune. So, too, the kohen has to be appointed for this specific task. Okay, the ema. So, why do you have to have a separate kohen? We already have a kohen who's appointed. It's the kohen gadol. The ema kohen gadol. Where it says, no, it has to be Dumya the Shoter, similar to the officer. Ma Shoter, Shish Muna Al Gabav. The Shoter reports to somebody. Kohen Gadol doesn't report to anybody. He's the top guy. Right? So the Shoter, Ma Shoter, Shish Muna Al Gabav. Af Kohen, Shish Muna Al Gabav. So to the Kohen, has to have somebody up above him, up on the chain, who's appointed above the chain. So where it says, okay, Kohen Gadol Nami, Ha Ika Melech Al Gabav. He's not the final authority. He may be the final authority in the Beis Hamikdash, but he's not the final authority. He's still the king who's above him. We're talking about somebody who's the highest ranking appointed official in his area. The king, we're not talking about Hanukkah, so, but the king is not supposed to be the Kohen, the Kohen is not supposed to be the king. So that's why the Kohen is supposed to be separate. They're clearly talking about, a very pristine situation that really, I don't know if it's ever happened, historically. You're talking about the Kohen, he's appointed, and the Shotrim. When did this happen? Only time we can think about it, we can talk about the Aron is during the first Beis Hamikdash. Right? The Mishnah is written, 800 years, maybe 600 years after that. So, Gemara says, Ve'ema Skan. You need a Kohen who has somebody above him. So we already have that. We have the Skan. The Skan is the backup. You have that backup Kohen. In case anything happens to the Kohen Gadol, the Skan steps in. Ve'ema Skan. So Gemara says, Skan la v'munahu. The Skan is not Mamuna. He's not an appointed guy for any task. What does that mean, he's not Mamuna? Meaning he doesn't have any job.
But isn't he always on call?
Gemara says, the Tanya, right, Skan la v'munahu, the Tanya, Amar b'chaninah b'skan kohanim, who himself was the Skan, lema Skan Mamuna. What's the Skan appointed for? Shem irabo psul, but Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol has a psul, nichnasu mishamech tachtav. But so long as there's no psul, he's not appointed to do anything. He's a nobody.
But he's always there ready to.
He's ready there. He's the guy in the bullpen. But so long as he's in the bullpen, he's not in the game.
Correct.
So you need a coach, somebody who's in the games. You have to have someone who's appointed for this. And the Skan is not something who's appointed. And basically his appointment is contingent on something happened to the Kohen Gadol. So long as nothing happens, he's a nobody. He's just like a regular Kohen. He's not a Mumune. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "Va'amar aleihem Shema Yisrael." He screams, calls out, "Shema Yisrael." Maishna, which I think means, I don't know what it means, Maishna, like what's the difference? I think it means like, why Shema Yisrael? Like, I don't know, Maishna means like,
why
this?
In particular.
Right, so there's a Girsa, but then Marsha says, Lamali Shema Yisrael. Why particularly Shema Yisrael? So Mar says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Amar Lehenakodes Baruch, Yisrael, God says to Yisrael, Afil lo kiyamtim ela kriya Shema Shachris va'arvis, iyatem nimsarim biyadam. Even if you only have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Shachris, Arvis, which is actually a pretty big mitzvah, because there was those who say that Limud Torah or Yotzei, just by doing, saying Kriya Shema, nevertheless, you will not fall in their hands. I don't understand that either. I mean, there were wars where they lost. You know, so is this a foolproof guarantee? I mean, the Navi is replete of wars where they lost. Okay.
Maybe they didn't sit with enough Kavanah.
Maybe. I don't know. Then the Pasuk says, Al Yarech Levavchem, Al Tiru, meaning don't be afraid. So Tanur, right, it says Al Yarech Levavchem, then Al Tiru. So the Brisa says, when does the Kohen speak? Tanur Rabbanon, Pa'amayim Medaber Imam. The Kohen Shulchan Chama will speak to them twice. Achas B'Svar, I think Svar means the border, right? Once on the border, before they went out to the battle. V'achas, and one other time, B'Milchama, at the battle site itself. Right, about the word for it. Basvar Mahu Omer, what does he say in the back lines? Basvar Omer, Shemu Divrei Marechei HaMilchama. You could listen to those who are coordinating the battle, which I think over there is us talking about who goes, who doesn't go, who built the house, who just got married, and the Chizru, and then go back. Bamachama Mahu Omer, when he gets to the battle, what does he say? There he says, Al Yorech Levavchem, Al Tiru, Al Tachbezu, V'Al Ta'aretzu. Right, why does it say four times? Keneged arba devarim she'ovdei kachavim osim, against the four things that the goyim or the ovdei kachavim would do in order to instill fear. Magifin, which means they would bang their shields together. Umiriin, which they call out. I guess they would call out with the shofar. Sovkin, they would scream. The romsin, I think that they would bang the hoofs of the horses. I was like, sure what that means. Was he saying that?
They made the horses stop,
he says. Okay, made the horses stop. Got it right.
But it's like a battle cry, basically.
100%. Okay. Now I can do a little agadah regarding Golias. I know. Okay. 22nd time out. Plishtim bo benitzchono shel Golias. The Plishtim came, they relied on Golias, and in the end, they were felled by the sword. So Golias, what is Golias? Right, Girsa should be Golias Shemo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean? She'amad b'gilui panim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up with chutzpah, gilui panim, in front of Hashem. She'amar, as the passage says by Golias, it says, Biru lachem ish v'yared elai. Choose for you a man who will come and face me. V'ein ish, and ish means El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'amar Hashem ish milchama. We're talking, when we go to battle, Ish Milchama. So he says, "Choose me your Ish Milchama to come to me." He was talking about God. He had no, he had complete faith in himself that he would be able to defeat even God, I guess. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Since he's such a mechutzav, Hareini Mapilo Al Yad Benish. I will have him felled by a young lad." I think Benish means like a young person, right? Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "V'David Ben Ish Efrasi Hazer." David was the Ben Ish from Ephrat. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of a mayor. B'shlosha mikomos l'chado piv la'osa rasha. I guess what does that mean? I think three times he made statements. B'shlosha mikomos.
His words were...
What, that boomeranged against him?
Boomerang.
Yeah. Echad, one, he says, B'rulachem ish re'elai, we just said. The Idach, he says, "Im yuchol lahilachem iti vihikani." If you can fight me, and then I will hit them. And in the end, he got hit. The Idach, the Ka'amar Leil David, when he says to David, "Hakelav anochi, am I a dog? Ki atah ba'elai b'maklos, that you come to me with sticks?" And David Nami Amar Leil, "Atah ba'elai b'cherev b'chanis b'chidon, you coming with me with a sword and with a shield." I'm coming to you coming to me with all these, you know, the armor, and I'm coming to you with the name of God. Okay? Vayigash haplishti hashkein ve'erev. The plishti, meaning Goyos, would come out and call out to them every morning, and early in the morning and in the evening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kidei levatel mikriya shma shachar za'arvis. In order to be levatel from saying kriya shma in the morning and night. I don't understand that. The beginning of the morning, the beginning of the evening is the time when you can first start saying kriya shma. You have Gimel shows you had to say Krishna. He was calling out the entire. Maybe he was calling out the entire time, and they couldn't say it. Okay. Vayisyat save arba im yom, and he was doing it for 40 days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is darshaning everything here, right? This is all Rabbi Yochanan. This is the fourth Rabbi Yochanan by Golia. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan keneged arba im yom shenitna behem betorah. It's keneged the 40 days that they got the Torah. I mean, they didn't get the Torah right away. They got it after 40 days.
Yeah,
right. So, but what does that mean, Kinegdon? So, what is the 40? What's the symbolism of him doing it for 40 days?
Against 40 days.
I'm saying, but against what? Like, what did they do wrong in 40 days? They were waiting for Hashem to give them the Torah. He had koach for those 40 days that didn't have the Torah. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. So then it says, "Vayetzei."
Lack of protection on the Torah because.
But that was years ago. They have the Torah now. What does that? What does that mean? Okay, who used to quote that? Says that?
Yeah.
Who does he quote? Barsha?
The line weakened Israel and Golias exploited the weakness to intimidate them for 40 days. See Radak to Shmuel Aleph.
Radak, okay. Vayetze ish ha-beinayim machanos plishtim Golias Shemo. And this person came out from the Beinayim, and his name was Golias. So Mar says, what does the word Beinayim mean? My Beinayim, Amarav, look at the word like a binyan. Amarav shemivuneh mikomum. He was perfect. He was a perfect human specimen, right? And no mum. Shmuel Amar beinoni shebeachav. He was the middle of his brothers. Which is interesting because he had four brothers. I'm not sure how he could be the middle of four, but he was the middle. He was the middle of his brothers. Debei Rabbi Shila Amar shu asoy kibinyan. He was built like a house. He was. I guess he was strong like a house. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Again, we have Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Ish HaBeinayim, he says, Bar Meya Papi V'chad Anani. He had 100 fathers.
100 stepfathers and one father.
V'chad Anani, meaning he...
Meaning his mother was...
No, he had one true father, but... Well, not what happened here.
I would hope you don't have 100 stepfathers.
That's right. No, but I mean.
Right. So if we read Rashi, we won't have that question. It says Barmeya Papi Bichadanani Ben Hatarovesh Shabo Harbe Anoshim Al Imo Belayla Achas. His mother had relations with hundreds of men in one night. Venis Abram and Echad. Okay, one of them she got pregnant from. Nimtza Echad Aviv. The Kulo Menafin. In that night of his conception, his mother had relations with over 100 men. 100 men. Orpa. Someone says Orpa. Right. Goyosh Shemo Migas. That he's from the Gat. So Tani Rabbi Yosef. What does it mean he's from the Gat? Shekol Doshin Esimo Kigats. And everyone would dosh. Everyone would thresh his mother like they were in the threshing form. And she was loose. She was known to be the one who had relations with a lot of people. So Ksiv, it says about the mother of Golias, Ksiv, right, says, V'ni ish habanim oleh, Golias ha-plishti shmo, migas, mi-aros plishtim. So what is mi-aros? V'karinon, mi-ma'arachos. What is mi-ma'arachos? Tani Rav Yosef, ma'aros is lashon ha-ara, like ha-ara is like a ma'aser bia. Shakol ha-eru bi-imo. Everyone had bia with his mother. I don't know why. That's just, I guess, that's derogatory towards him. But he, at the same token, he's built. He's the perfect human specimen. And then,
same time.
Okay. So Ksiv. It says Vayishbi b'Nova Shergude Harafa. So what does Harafa mean? One pasuk it says Hey Harafa, and one pasuk in Rus it says her name is Arpa. Okay, I don't know how you know it's her the same person. If it said Harfa and Arpa in the same parsha. Not saying Harfa and Shmuel Beis, it's saying Arpa in Rus, right? So Rav Shmuel, so Chad Amar Harafa Shema, and her name is Harafa. V'lam alikra Shema Arpa, and why is she called Arpa, which is Lashon Orif from the back? She called Orfin Osta Me'achara, because everyone came upon her from the back, right? V'chad Amar Arpa Shema. I want to say that no, her name is Arpa. V'lam nikra Shema Harafa, and why is she called Harafa? She called Doshin Osa. Everyone has beer with her. It says Keharifos. like the wheat.
The kernels of wheat.
The kernels of wheat. I don't know what that means, but according to both of them, she just had a lot of tumas nus.
She left her mother-in-law.
And she went the complete opposite way. V'cheinu Omer says also, it says, Vatikach. What does it mean, Vatikach? Vatikach, the pasuk, Vatikach ha'isha, Vatifros, Samasach, Apnei ha'be'er, Vatishtach alav ha'rifos. Ba'is ema me'hacha, Im tichtosh es ha'avil, V'machtesh betoch ha'rifos ba'ali. So something, Harifos ba'ali was talking about Maisa B'ya. Excuse me. Okay. The pasuk says, the es arbos eile, these four, yuldu laharafa begat. They were born to harafa in Gat. Vayiklu biyad David biyad of Adav. And they fell in the hands of David, in the hands of his servants. My ninhu, who are these four b'nei harafa? Amar of Chizda, it's Saf, Umadon, Golyas, v'yishbi benov. And yishbi in the nov. Okay? Vayiklu biyad David biyad of Adav. The pasuk says in Rus, I don't know, they fell in the hands of David, and that will bring a pasuk of Rus, which happened generations before. It says, Vatishak Orpah lechamosa. So this is when Orpah is leaving and Rus is staying. So Orpah kisses Naomi, Verus dafka ba, and Rus clings to her. Amir b'yitzak, Amir kar shbochu, Yavau b'nei ha-nishuka, the one who kissed, v'yiplu b'yad b'nei ha-divuka, and will fall in the hands of the divuka. I mean, just, how do you know this? Because we know it. I don't see the limud from the pasuk to teach you that. Okay, Darash Rava. Rava learned, Bishar Arba Demosh Herida Orpa Al Chamosa, in the discourse of the four tears that Orpa, that fell out of Orpa for her mother-in-law, Zachsa V'yatsubi Mena Arba Agiborim. She was Zochah to have four, tremendously strong people come from her. Sof Madon Golis from Shvishbi. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Vatisena Kolan Vatifkena Od. She called out her name and she cried again. I don't know. So where do you have? I guess I said once before. It says Vatifkena, so she cried twice. So she cried twice, and therefore only four tears came out.
One tear per eye,
I guess.
Two tears per eye.
Oh, the second time.
So that's four.
Yeah, but usually when you so you just.
That's what he says.
I don't see how you see that she cried only four tears. She cried. When you cry, you cry. I don't. I'm not. Say. Save by Goyos, it says Chetz Chaniso, right? Kiminor or Gimme. He had a Chetz, the Karinon Eitz Chaniso. We call it an Eitz. So Chetz, I think, means a spear. And we read it, I guess the Masorah reads it as an Eitz. So Amar Rav Elazar, says, Adai, and what's been Chetz? Chetz like Lashon half. Adai lo higianu la chatzis shivcho shel osa Russia. We haven't gotten halfway to the praise of that Russia. I don't know what that means. Mikan, from here, from the fact that the Torah doesn't tell you how great he was, we learn Asur l'saper b'shivchon shel rishayim. The Torah tells, starts explaining to us, or the Navi starts explaining to us the godless of Goliath, but only says up to, doesn't get to halfway to explain how wonderful and how great he was to show us that Asur l'saper b'shivchon shel rishayim v'lo liftach bei klal, and we're not, and we don't start a pasuk with him at all. We're going to say in the middle of the pasuk.
That's a question.
Don't say anything. All right, don't tell him anything. Why are we saying even half? Don't say anything to tell us the Shevach of David that he knocked down this tremendous Gibor.
Well, what's a chashash if you praise a...
How do I do that?
That goes back to
Khalifa. Yeah, Lo tichane, maybe. Don't give them praise. Okay. The next part of the Mishnah was the Bnei Amon, Bo b'nitzchono shel Shovech, and in the end he also was killed. Because it says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud, Shovach is a Tzar Tzava Hadad Arder. Exiv in Divrei Yomim, it says Shofach. So in Shmuel Beis it was the Beis, Shovach, and in the Divrei Yomim, Shofach with a Fei. So Rav Shmuel, again, look, what's his real name and what's the name that they darshan? So Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Shofach Shemo V'lam Alikrat Mo Shovach She'asoy Kishovach. I guess he was as tall as a dovecote. He was that big. V'chad Amar Shovach Shemo. His name is Shovach V'lam Nikro Shofech. Why is he Shofech? She'kol Haroah. So whoever sees him Nishmach Lefanav Kiton. His blood is spilled in front of him like he spills the blood. He spills blood. Okay. So now that the Gemara brought this machlokas Rav Shmuel to explain the name, whether his name is Shovach or Shofach, the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, where they also have a similar type of machlokas. So the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Hei, pasuk Tezayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring Bnei Yisrael to Goy Eitan. It says Ashpaso Kekever Pasuach Kulam Giborim. So what is Ashpaso Kekever? The garbage heap, I think it means, is like an open grave. So Rav Shmuel, Machlokas, V'Amri Lein, some say it's Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Chad Amar, one says, B'Shah Shezorkin Chetz, when these people threw their spears, Osin Ashpatos Ashpasos Shal Chalalim. It makes heaps and heaps of corpses. They kill a lot of people. V'Shem Atomar, you say that because She'umanim B'Krav, maybe you could say that because they were close.
Expert fighters.
Right? Talmud Lomar, Kulam Giborim. No, it's not because they were fighters, it's because they were strength. And Rechad Amar once said, Bishar Sha'otzin Tzorcheyem, when they would go to the bathroom, Osin Ashpasos Ashpasos Shal Zevel. They would make heaps and heaps of Zevel. Veshemar Tomar, maybe say it's because Vipnei Shecholim Ayinheim, maybe they had some sort of stomach ailment. Talmud Lomar Kulam Giborim, because they're just these tremendously strong and large individuals. Okay. Amar Rav Mari. It's pretty scary to see that this is what these people do. Amar Rav Mari Shma Mina. Right. And the fact that we see from here that you have to make a special drasha to know that this stuff's not from Chole Me'ayim. Hay Man De Nafish Zivla. Someone who has a lot of excrement. Chole me'ayim, must means that he has some sort of intestinal ailment. Lemay nafka mina, what's so? Why you know that? Litrach benafshe, because you have to. If you see that happening, you see the guy. You have to need a doctor. Call
lactose intolerant.
Call the doctor. So now again, the pasuk says in Mishlei, de'aga b'lev ish yish yashchena. So Rami have a machlokas. Chad Amar, if you have worry in your heart. Yashchena. So what does Yashchena mean? Chad Amar Yashchena Midaito. You should try to remove that from your mind. V'chad Amar Yisichena. You should speak about it to others. Maybe they'll give you an Eitza. Go for that. They'll give you an Eitza, and you'll be better. Okay. So we will stop here. Have a great Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Have a wonderful day.